This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, and you're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Arvin Yuvaraj. And guess what? Facebook has finally admitted that its image screening isn't up to par and they need some serious fixing. Finally, though.
Yeah, bravo, Facebook. Bravo. It only took you a while, but you finally owned up. And, you know, like they say, knowing is half the battle, right?
Yeah, and now they just have to prove that they're serious about fixing this issue. Facebook says that it has made some tweaks to the moderation algorithm, but, you know, we really don't know what those changes are just yet. Just a quick recap. Facebook has been under fire recently for not acting fast enough when the BBC reported images of, you know, child pornography to them. Mm-hmm. Instead, they actually lodged a counter report to the BBC guy and didn't immediately remove all of these images.
Yeah, so I know Facebook has layers of moderation, but when people report images of abuse with children, and if it's the BBC, you know, you have to act promptly instead of, you know, freaking out about it. Look, I think Facebook is like a really good company and it's a valuable tool for the super connected age and all that. But when there's a serious issue, you need to buck up and fix it. And at least now they know that, you know, that the Facebook is aware that they need to step up. Anyway, let's move on to a story about a company that is making a lot of progress. Grab is now available in 9 major cities in Malaysia.
Yeah, so GrabCar, they've expanded to 4 other major cities. So folks in Ipoh, Kuantan, Kuching and Seremban can now hail a ride using GrabCar. Mm-hmm. Better yet, they're even offering this promo of High Grab 5 to enjoy 5 ringgit off for 10 rides.
Yeah, so in 2016 alone, GrabCar expanded to Penang, Johor Bahru, Melaka and Kota Kinabalu. The expansion is actually Grab's mission to make transportation accessible to everyone and solving local transportation issues by offering fixed rates that are safe and convenient.
Yeah, so last month, Grab released a variation of ride sharing services, GrabShare, which essentially is a commercial carpooling service where riders share a Grab car ride. The new areas receiving Grab car services also receive the same standards as before, where, you know, both passengers and the drivers are covered by a group accident insurance policy on top of, you know, $10,000, while drivers are subject to background checks as well as, you know, training and also a code of conduct.
Yeah, the ride-hailing platform was recently appointed by the Pahang state government as one of the official partners for Visit Pahang 2017, serving a tourism space. And Grab also has a presence in 6 countries regionally and 36 million downloads. And they now pride themselves to be the ride of choice for locals and regional travelers.
Mm. So I guess, you know, if you're in Ipoh, Kuantan, Kuching, Seremban, you get to enjoy 5 ringgit off for 10 rides using the promo code. It's High Grab 5, that is HIGRAB and then the number 5. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about AI and why I think as of today, Arvin, I'm actually quite scared of them, because remember the time when, you know, Stephen Hawking, I think he once said that the development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race.
Yep.
And, you know, Skynet in short, right?
Yep, Skynet. Robots taking over the world, right? Mm. I mean, and also he once told this short horror story during an interview with John Oliver. And I'm not mistaken, like sometime back he had this thing. The story goes something like this. There was a group of scientists and they built like the most intelligent supercomputer in the world. Mm. And once it was all finished and all done, they asked the computer like the most important question. They just said, "Is there a God?" And the computer said, "Yes, now there is." You know, like, so it just said that. It said there is now, and then like a bolt of lightning struck the plug and then it couldn't be turned off.
Oh god.
Yeah, this was based on like a short story by Frederick Brown in 1954. Mm. And it's really creepy, you know, when you think about it.
Yeah, so previously when we talk about AI and, you know, all this fear, the fear never really felt real. It just kind of feels like, you know, it's one of those stories, the ones that we mentioned before, you know, they are just, you know, stories, they're just sensational headlines and all that kind of stuff. But today where it really just changes for me, because I'm kind of scared now because of this story that we found. DeepMind, it's a British artificial intelligence company. It's founded in September 2010. And then it got acquired by Google in 2014. Mm-hmm. They then burst into the scene when it thought its machine learning systems on how to play Atari games. And the system could learn how to defeat the games and score higher than humans. But there was one big, big problem with this AI. It doesn't actually remember how it has done so.
Yeah, so in other words, it doesn't have a memory.
Yeah.
You know? So for each of the Atari games, a separate neural network had to be created. The same system could not be used to play, let's say, Space Invaders or Breakout without the information for both being given to the AI system at the same time. Now, though, things have changed because a team of DeepMind and Imperial College London researchers have created an algorithm that allows its neural networks to learn, retain, and retain the information and use it again for other games.
Yeah, you know what this means. It remembers.
Yeah.
It literally remembers. So, remember Westworld? Mm. This was something that, you know, it has been shown before what could happen, and, you know, I'm very sure things are going to end up very messy.
I don't
messy.
Even want to think about Westworld.
I'm freaking out here, okay, because it remembers. So according to one of the research scientists, the AI system basically now not only needs to learn one game at a time, it can actually apply that theory about, you know, just learning one game, and then it'll do it on other games. It's learning itself. Stephen Hawking, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, they all have real fears about AI, and it's only a matter of time before AI start building their own AI system.
Yeah, speaking of that, you know, so it's hard to build AI as we see, but guess what Facebook is doing? They are building an AI that can build the perfect AI system.
No, you see, Arvind, this is why as of today, my biggest fear is AI. It's just real.
Yeah. So going back to this DeepMind AI system that now remembers, it learns in sequences using supervised learning and reinforcement learning tests. So the ability to learn tasks in succession without forgetting is a core component of AI. And the group has now been able to show continual learning that's based on synaptic consolidation.
Yeah. This in the human brain is actually described as the basis of learning and memory.
Oh, no.
It's probably the most important aspect of your brain in that sense, right? So this algorithm, it gives the AI system a memory that it's called elastic weight consolidation, or EWC. And the method is actually very simple to think about it. It's just slowing down the learning process selectively, and it weighs important tasks individually. And the algorithm will then select, you know, what it's learned to successfully play one game, and then it keeps the parts that's useful, and then it very slowly changes for the next game. That way, there's sort of like room for it to learn and explore a new task, and it, you know, the changes don't actually override what was learned before. It's like a baby here.
Yeah, can you imagine using this for video games? Like that AI, you'll never be able to win.
Just constantly be better than I am.
Yeah, because it learns from you. So they tested this algorithm on the DeepQ network and to conquer the Atari game, which it had previously proven it could be as good as us human players, which is bad enough. It played the game 20 million times. That's how many times it played the game before the system automatically moved on to the next Atari game. So previously it had to learn how to play each game individually. Now it can remember and move on by itself. So it chooses. The downside is that, yes, it has to play it many, many, many times before even moving on to the next game. So I guess that's our plus point at this point.
Yeah, so only for this point, because, you know, yeah, it has to play 20 million times before it can move on for a next game. But it's only a temporary thing, because these AI computers in the near future, they are either going to be able to play 20 million times in just a few seconds, or they probably will be so advanced that they only will just need to play it one time before they could just move on again.
Yeah, you remember the big IBM computers and how fast it became the what we have now, like in front of us. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So I tell you, this is the start of it, Arvind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just one more thing before we stop for a break. When we were reading the story and talking about it, Angeline's phone, our colleague Angeline's phone, suddenly turned on the Google Now's assistant, and a voice came on and said, "Sorry, I didn't get what you said. Or did you say anything? You know, if you did, I didn't hear it."
Yeah.
And her Google Now was not even on.
Yeah, the thing. And then she's like, "Sorry, Jeff, like, do you know how to turn it off?" And I was like, "It's actually turned off.
It's actually turned off." So, you know, is it saying, Angie, you might not want to turn me off?
No, I don't know, man. This thing is just creepy. We got to take a short break. This is Kaleo with Way Down We Go. PFM 89.9.
Best Future Marketeers, BFM 89.9.
Just talking about that promo earlier on, I'm thinking about Roti Canai now. I'm just so hungry.
Yeah. for lunch, Roti Canai for lunch. Yeah. Why not?
Welcome back to the Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with Arvind Yuvaraj. Now, driving in the car and listening to music, go hand in hand. And now there's a new partnership between music streaming services, Spotify, and also everyone's favorite navigation app, Waze, that hopes to make the experience of listening music and navigating around town more seamless in this connected age. So the two companies have teamed up that users can now use the Waze app to actually listen to Spotify playlists within just the app itself. And Spotify users can actually continue to get their Waze instructions while they're in the music app.
Yeah, this is like so coincidental, this story, because these apps are always running at the same time when I'm driving to work.
Same.
Yeah.
It's the same with me.
Yeah, both these things, just these two apps, because it's easy, right? And Waze is up front, and then Spotify is in the background, obviously. And then the phone also dips when it dips the music when the Waze Navigator comes
perfect,
on.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. It does it perfectly. And actually feels like both the apps work seamlessly together. So this partnership makes perfect sense. I don't know why it didn't happen like sooner, actually.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that both sides of their apps are actually, always on at the same time for many people as well, not just the both of us. The partnership will also allow you to switch between the apps and browse your playlist in Waze, but only when your car is at a complete stop, so that you can't actually meddle around with your phone while you're driving, which usually you should just never do. Yeah, but then a lot of people I know, they cheat. They put there, because Waze will prompt you. Mm. You can't change it now because you're driving, and then you go like, oh, I'm just a passenger.
You hit passengers.
You liars, I tell you. So the new feature is rolling out first for Android users globally. And also, of course, no comment on the iOS version.
Yeah, not yet. Now, the reasoning behind this partnership is quite interesting. Because remember when I said the music dips on Spotify when the navigator is telling you where to turn and what to do on Waze? Apparently people feel that that's a downside when running both apps at the same time. Which is weird, because I feel that it does a very good job at working around the music. But some users, don't share our sentiments, I guess.
Nah, I guess I'm on the same boat with you, right? And I think it's more of an iOS problem instead of Android, because a lot of users have said that on the iPhone it suddenly switches back to Apple's music player as the default. So just Google Waze and Spotify and you can see some of the problems that people have had. So basically, it's creating a more seamless integration will help sort of troubleshoot problems like these.
Yeah, I just feel that it'll be, it'll be easier to use and it'll look better on the screen because you'll have your Spotify player within the app. So users who are in the Spotify app will now get a short version of the next navigation instruction, and Waze users will get a short description of what they are listening to with the option to skip or change the music without needing to open the Spotify app.
Yeah, and you do have to wonder, other apps that Waze will partner up in the future, right? Because it's such a powerful platform that millions of people use it on a daily basis. But Waze says that, Spotify is the first and only partner of this kind of an app-level integration for now. But it will be interesting to see whether Waze adds more integrations of music or even just, maybe other services down the line. I'm thinking of more like, maybe Foursquare or Yelp. I mean, you could merge those with Waze as well, and could be some very interesting results.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. And I don't think many people realize that Waze is actually a Google company. You think of Google Maps and Waze as two separate brands, but they actually have the same parents. Waze was acquired by Google in 2013 for $1.1 billion. Yeah. And while Google has its own music service, Spotify is the world's leader when it comes to the number of users around the world. 50 million premium subscribers and over 100 million overall. So that's a huge user base. So this gives it a much stronger strike rate for the integration getting used to.
Yeah, and last year Waze launched a new transport API program that works with companies like Lyft to feed notifications to users of third-party apps to best take turns to, based on Waze crowdsourced data. and also their algorithm. So Waze has slowly been building a new carpooling service to add a completely different layer of service to its platform.
Yeah, and for Spotify, working with Waze is the newest move for the company to also increase its usage and usefulness, you know, beyond direct engagement with the Spotify app itself. They basically want you to be able to use Spotify as a background app, so it's constantly running in the background. And in-car usage must be, I think it must be one of the most common ways that people use Spotify playlists, because you don't have to think about and select what you want to hear, because you should be focusing on the road. Ideally, you should be focusing on the road and not meddling with your phone, right?
Yeah.
So bridging the gap to be, you know, to be able to access and use Spotify while navigating using an app like Waze is a natural move. Maybe it's even overdue.
Yeah, overdue or not, I'm keen to see how this works out, and I'm guessing people will love it to access the service on your Android phone.
Android only.
Android only for now. You just need to have both apps installed, and then you go into the settings for either to turn on the integration. That's just, you know, some things in there that you can middle around with. And very sorry for the iOS users, because you're just going to have to wait patiently for this feature, but we will let you know when it's done and how it goes. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with just 5 seconds. BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
Yep, so we spoke about merging two different concepts earlier on with Waze and Spotify. So let's now talk about how Amazon's next retail outlets are actually drive up grocery stores. So, you know, we all love convenience of, you know, driving through fast food. And I know, you know, the McD's next to our office here in BU8, it's like a lifesaver for some of us here at BFM. Every morning, if all other breakfast plan fails, it's just a drive through into McD's and, you know, done, you're sorted, right? Yeah. But imagine what it would be like if you could get all your grocery shopping done just like a drive-through system, you know, in the same way.
Yeah, but that would be like a long, long line at the drive-through, though. Maybe not such a good idea.
Maybe.
But, but what would be a better idea is if we could order all our groceries online and then just drive up to the counter at your neighborhood grocery store and pick it up.
Yep, so and that's what exactly Amazon has been working on. So residents in Seattle will soon be able to do just this. They just can order online their groceries online from Amazon Fresh Online and then pick them up from a brick and mortar outlet just is nearby their home. So the city apparently gives the company permission to install Amazon Fresh pickup signs in certain neighborhoods, and rumors it has government permissions and also applications to set up these drive up grocery outlets are also almost ready.
Yeah, this is no surprise for some because Amazon has been thinking of, you know, building drive up retail stores for, you know, many years now.
They want to build one in the moon or so sometimes.
They want to do delivery to the moon. Yeah, we covered that also last week. They're a totally different concept from the company's no checkout Amazon Go experiment that happened in the same stage. So two completely different things. While Go will allow you to walk in and buy stuff without having to line up for payment, these ones will have 8 parking slots and you can reserve those so you can drive up to claim the stuff that you already purchased online.
Wow. Now, and Amazon also employ personnel who will focus on bringing bags of groceries to your car. But you can also walk into the warehouse where other staff members put orders together to pick them up yourself. So you can even buy items right there using the store's tablets as well.
It's like the stuff we watched on Jetson so many, many years ago. It's becoming a reality.
Yeah, this is the good side of the future that will happen, not like the bad side. Anyways, we've come to the last part of Enterprise Biz Bytes and we're about to round up stories that we've covered today. First, we talked about GrabCar's expansion to 4 other major cities. So guys who are in Ipoh, Kuantan, Kuching and Seremban, some of you may be able to hear us, some of you completely not yet at the moment. You can actually now hail a ride using GrabCar. Oh, and by the way, if you're in traveling those places, you can't listen to BFM and download the BFM app, because then you can listen to it.
It's super easy. BFM app. Then we covered a British AI company called DeepMind. It's adding memory to its AI. DeepMind was founded in September 2010 and it was acquired by Google in 2014. They burst into the scene when it thought its machine learning systems how to play Atari games, but now they have created an algorithm that allows its neural networks to learn, retain information and use it again. The scariest part is using it again.
That's it. This today itself, I'm just afraid of AI. My biggest fear is AI. That's
yeah,
it.
I'm gonna say I'm in full support of the robots, you know. So don't, when you come to life, you know, I'm you know, your loyal
follower.
We're
gonna preach you. Preach all the AI. Yeah. We also talked about a new partnership between music streaming services Spotify and Waze that will basically just just, you know, sort of make your seamless integration between listening music and traveling around as well.
Yeah, and the last story was on Amazon's new drive-up grocery stores concept, where you order groceries online and then drive up to a counter at your neighborhood grocery store to pick it up. Mm. The concept will start with the residents in Seattle, and the online ordering is done on Amazon Fresh Online, and the neighborhood grocery stores will install Amazon Fresh Pickup to collect your items.
Yeah, so anyways, next up is the Breakfast Grill replay. Julian Ng spoke to Benjamin Yaming, the CEO of AirAsia X, and they talked about their expansion strategies as well as addressing some of the challenges they are currently undergoing in the face of uncertain global economic outlook.
Yeah, and that wraps up Enterprise Biz Bites for today with Jeff Sandhu and Arvind Yuvaraj. Thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.